Always. Every single verb in the basic form has the same two letters at the end. That is kind of a clue and helps you figure out that it's a verb sometimes. And these two letters are E and N. Always. All right. Welcome to this new episode of the Better German Podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the changes that verbs have depending on what people you're talking about. Welcome to the Better German Podcast. I'm Susi Blümel, a German teacher and founder of Better German. This podcast helps you learn German in a simple and clear way, with useful words, clear sentence structures, pronunciation, and real-life topics from daily life and culture. You'll also get tips for learning German and understanding how the language actually works. And when you're ready, we have a free community and courses to support you even more. So a verb, of course, is a word like to walk, to sit, to eat, words like that. It's a part of speech and it's called a verb in German, and Verb. Or a Zeitwort, by the way. We call it a time word. So in English, the change is not very dramatic. So I would say something like, I walk, and you walk, and he, she, it walks. And then we walk, you walk, they walk. In German, we have a little more changes. And I'm going to go through those changes with you so you can understand the pattern. Don't get discouraged. Sometimes students think this is super complicated. It's not that complicated, actually. You just have to give yourself time and learn it step by step. And don't worry about it too much in the beginning if you're a beginner. First of all, what I'm going to tell you, there is a cheat sheet or a freebie, however you want to call it. It's a PDF that you can download. You can find the link to this in the show notes, and the show notes, as always, are on bettergerman.info, that's my homepage, and then /, and then the number of this episode. This episode is number 45, so where you can find the show notes is bettergerman.info/45. And in there, you will find where you can download that freebie. For this one particularly, I really suggest you to do it. It is much easier if you actually have this written up. You can recognize the pattern, I think, more easily if you have it in front of your eyes. However, what we're going to do is I'm going to say it in English and then I'm going to say the German version. First of all, the first verb that we're going to use is actually walk. That's why I used it before. So in German, to walk is gehen, gehen. In English, if we want to talk about the verb as a verb, we usually say to walk, like the basic form. So then we know it's the basic form of the verb and not like I'm taking a walk or something like that. In German, how we do that is the basic form of a verb always has the same two letters at the end. Always. Every single verb in the basic form has the same two letters at the end. That is kind of a clue and helps you figure out that it's a verb sometimes. And these two letters are E and N. Always. I'm going to give you a few examples. English, to live, is German, leben. Or English, to work, is in German, arbeiten. So we always have this an at the end. In order to practice that, I'm actually going to go through the verbs that we're going to work with in this episode. I'm going to say it in English. You repeat it in English. And then I'm going to tell you for this, at this point, just the basic form in German. And you're going to repeat it because we have to get used to these words. So, in English, to walk or to go is gehen. Gehen, I think most people that speak English and German would probably first think when you say go, gehen. But it's really more like walk on your feet. Except for maybe when you say, I'm going to go to the U.S., in the sense of like, I'm going to move to the U.S., then we would also say gehen. So to walk, sometimes to go, gehen. And you always repeat it after me. So if there is a silence and I haven't said before that you should repeat it, then that means you should repeat it. So ideally do that out loud. If you're in a car, say it out loud. If you're in a tram, well, maybe not at this point, but then it's probably a good idea if you can to come back to it and listen to it later, because this repeating thing is very, very, very important. Even when you learn words yourself, whatever words, that is a good idea and a step that people usually omit. Let's say you make a list. That's how I would learn words. If I was going to learn a foreign language today, one of the most important things is I would make lists of words, like the same part of speech. Let's say nouns. You start with nouns, table, blah, blah, blah. And then you figure out how you pronounce them. German is a little bit more regular. I mean, obviously, you have to learn how to pronounce it. But once you figure it out, it is relatively easy to read a word and actually know how you say it. And then you say it, and then you say those words. Let's say you have a list of 10, 15 words. Then you keep saying those words. You have them written up in front of you with the translation. And then you keep saying those words until you can actually say them. That's the first step that is usually omitted. So always repeat after me. Good. Next word. To live. Leben. To live. Leben. Next word. To come. Kommen. Kommen. And then, again, to live, but in the sense of like have your home in a different place or in a particular space, or how you have your home, like what type of home you have, is in German a different word. This is wohnen. Wohnen. Just to give you a little bit more of an example, when I say I live in an apartment, you could use leben for live, but most probably you would use the word wohnen, like an apartment or a flat is a Wohnung. So when you speak of how you live or where you live, where you have your home, we use wohnen. Good. To play. Spielen. Spielen. To study. Studieren. In German, even though I would probably use it a little different, mainly this word studieren is actually used for going to university or college. Studieren. Or to look at something very closely. Then you could also say studieren. I think there is probably a development more in the sense of if you want to learn something and you sit down, then you could say also like a course, for example, studieren. But mainly people will understand going to university. So to study, studieren. To hike, like in the mountains, wandern. Then we have a word for talking on the telephone or mobile phone, doesn't matter which phone. Actually, in German, we say Handy, so on the cell phone. That would be telefonieren. And then the last word for our list for today, not the end of the podcast, the last word on this list, to happen, passieren. Maybe you have noticed already that we have these two letters at the end. Again, if you haven't, go and download that PDF that you find at bettergerman.info/45, the show notes. We don't say this last E before the N very much, or maybe sometimes not at all. We would say gehen or even gehen. Leben. Leben. So, one more time, I'm gonna say the English word and then the German word, and you repeat it. To walk. Gehen. 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 To live. Leben. 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 Now, this Leben is kind of like how most people that speak German would say it in day-to-day language. It's not really slang. It's just like conversational language, I would say. I'm always trying to balance in this podcast. First of all, trying to speak clearly so it is easier for you to understand. But also, I'm trying to not speak too clearly in the sense of like, I'm trying to speak as I would usually speak, maybe a little slower. But because I want you to be able to actually understand people that speak German. Okay, good. We're going to carry on with some more repetition. To come. Kommen. Kommen. To stay. Bleiben. Bleiben. You can definitely say the E at the end. So you can absolutely say bleiben. And this is probably easier for you than saying bleiben. However, I'm telling this to you also so you understand it when you hear it. So next one, to live in the sense of have your home, wohnen. Wohnen. To play, spielen. Spielen. To study, studieren. Studieren. To hike, wandern. Or, most probably, we will say wandern. Actually, this shouldn't even be on this list, but anyway, I'm going to leave it on this list. What you will probably see, this is something which is still considered regular and following the normal rule, but it's a little different because this word, wandern, doesn't actually have an E-N at the end. There is a few. There is not a lot. And this is one of them. But I'm going to say one word later on when I tell you what is different with this one. But anyway, as you can see or hear, it doesn't have an E-N at the end, like all of the others, gehen, leben, kommen, but it's just an N actually. Sometimes that happens. It's not a lot. The next one. To talk on the phone. Telefonieren. Telefonieren. To happen. Passieren. Passieren. All right. So, what we're also covering this episode is how are we going to change this for ich, like I, you, he, she, it. And what I'm going to do is we're going to take this word walk and I'm going to just tell you. So I'll say it, you repeat it. I walk. Ich gehe. If this is the first podcast episode you've heard, The best way to listen to this podcast is from the beginning, like from episode one. And if you are a complete beginner, I would highly, highly recommend it. Actually, I recommend doing that in any case if you like it. But if you are a complete beginner, I wouldn't teach that to you in the first lesson. Let's put it like that. How I would teach you is basically going back to the beginning and then coming forward. But anyway, we've already covered ich, du, er, sie, es, so I, you, he, she, it, in another episode, and I forget which number it is, but I'm gonna link it to you in the show notes again, because if you're not sure about this one, that could be helpful. So, I hope you like what you hear. I wanted to mention this. So the best way to learn German with me is through my live group courses. You get real teaching, you get live support, and you get a clear path to really learn German and use the language. We also offer self-paced courses and a free community with resources and practice. All of that you find on bettergerman.info. So, I walk, ich gehe, you walk, du gehst. Now, this is you in the sense of I'm talking to one other person. In German, we use different form if you talk to one other person or several other persons. So, you walk, du gehst. He walks, er geht. We walk, wir gehen. You walk, and now in the sense of I'm talking to more than one other person, ihr geht. And they walk, sie gehen. Now, again, I suggest you to download this PDF because I've actually, even with a little drawing, demonstrated or shown in that PDF this typical endings. They're always the same for every time when you say ich, you have the same ending. So how that works is basically we've gone through that list and you've seen or heard that we always have this en at the end. And then in order to do this, these forms, you just take off that en. So for gehen, you take off en, then we have ge. Then you add the letters for the different versions, for ich, gehe. So always when you say ich, you have an e at the end. So you would say ich gehe. Or when you want to say I come, then you say ich komme. And if you want to say I stay, you would say ich bleibe. So, that's how it works. All right, so I hope that makes sense. By the way, let me know if you have any questions. You can let me know by leaving a comment where you are listening to the podcast. But the best is to just write to the podcast. There's a podcast email address. It's podcast@bettergerman.info. And I would be thrilled to have your feedback. Also, if you have any questions, you can send them to me there. And maybe you will find that your question is becoming a podcast episode. Okay, good. So we're going to go through the forms of the verb and how you would use them in the sentence. I'll say them in English, you'll say it in German. We're going to not do that with every single one of these words or verbs, but we're going to do a few of them, okay? So I walk. Ich gehe. Ich gehe. You walk. Du gehst. Du gehst. He walks. Er geht. Er geht. We walk. Wir gehen. And then again, this becomes very often just wir gehen. We walk, wir gehen, wir gehen. You walk, in the plural, ihr geht, They walk. Sie gehen. Let's look at another one. To live. Leben. I live. Ich lebe. You live. Du lebst. He lives. Er lebt. She lives. Sie lebt. It lives. Es lebt. We live. Wir leben. Or wir leben. You live. You, speaking to an you and another person. It's the plural. Ihr lebt. They live. Sie leben. Next one. I'm going to do one more with translation, okay? The English word would be to come. German, kommen. So, I come. Ich komme. You come. Du kommst. He comes. Er kommt. Of course, she comes and it comes would be the same. So, sie kommt, es kommt. We come, wir kommen. You come, ihr kommt. They come, sie kommen. Now, let's do the whole thing without the English translation. Kommen. Ich komme. Du kommst. Er kommt. Sie kommt. Es kommt. Wir kommen. Ihr kommt. Sie kommen. Great, so this is the pattern. If you download the worksheet, it is actually a worksheet. I kind of decided that while I did the podcast. So I'm going to give you exercises in there. Basically, you're going to find spaces in there where you can practice this. And you will see it, you will see the endings, and it's going to be super easy. And I'm going to give you some further steps to practice. These words, they're all beginner verbs. So when you learn German, I mean, or any language, you will have to learn these very soon. And these are, except for this wandern, which is a special form of the regular verbs. So these are the completely regular verbs. If you keep listening to the podcast, there will be different forms of verbs that do this a little differently. There will be a couple of more. Let me see if I can find which ones. I can't tell you at this point in time when this is going to be published. At this point in time, at the time of recording, we are publishing a new episode every 2 weeks. I've just started working with another lady who is going to help me further. And between me and my team, we're trying to up the frequency. So, but at this time, I can't tell you exactly when, but I can tell you the episode number 57 is going to be the verb to have in German, which is very irregular. We are going to have other episodes too. And the episode 53 actually is going to be verbs that change a little more than this one. They're still regular, but they change a little differently. So between this episode, episode 50, the episode about to be, I think it's 30 something, but I'll link it for sure. This episode, episode 53 and episode 57, you have the basis of the verbs in present. Of course, you can also sign up to my course and then you will learn them all there. Okay, cool. So it was a pleasure talking to you. I always enjoy doing podcast episodes. I hope you're going to tune in again the next time, definitely get that PDF and tune in the next time. The next episode, by the way, is going to be about clothing vocabulary. So like, what is a coat and a jacket and things like that in German? Very important if you want to go shopping. I don't know. That's for sure not the only use case. So that's what we're going to cover the next time. Okay, so see you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone else who's learning German. It could be exactly what they need. And when you're ready to go further, you'll find everything at bettergerman.info. Tune in the next time. Bye-bye.